Hello?
Hello, I'm sorry we got disconnected. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, thank you. And next question, it says, how often will you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Will you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often. Not often.
Thank you.
Will you throw my headphones down? Okay, go. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Cornell West. How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
So zero is never heard of him type of deal, right?
Zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means
Okay.
that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and 100 that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
50.
Thank you so much. Next one is Black Lives Matter.
Oh, 75. That means I feel very, I feel about it, right? Yes. Cool means I have care about it, right? If I say
Correct.
75. Okay,
Yes.
yeah. Okay, I'm there.
Next one is the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
A leadership conference on human and civil rights. Oh, that'd be great to do. I'm gonna say 75.
Thank you. Next one is Joe Biden.
Oh gosh. Let's do. I want to say 50 because that's my positive Democrat, but I'm gonna have to say, let's say like 30.
Thank you. Next one, Tim Scott.
50.
Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump.
Oh gosh. A zero. Oh no, 50. Like I could care less about him.
Thank you. Next one is the Republican Party.
I guess I'll say 50 also.
Thank you. And last one, the National Rifle Association or NRA.
Oh God, that one's tough. 'Cause I really don't care, but I also don't think people should have AR-47, whatever they are, AR assault rifles. Let's do the NRA. So they're fighting for gun rights. I don't care if you own a gun. Let's do 40. Like I'm not, they're not, or like, yeah, 40.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornell West, and Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump, Cornell West, or Joe Biden?
West. Is that, did you say like Cornell West or Kanye West? Like
Cornell West.
Cornell. I'd vote for anybody but Trump or Biden right now. So West.
Okay, thank you. And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Ooh, white nationalism. I think that's kind of like white supremacy. I'm pretty worried. I just don't feel like I don't know which one I want, but I'm worried. I don't want it to happen. So I'm concerned that people feel that they have that right to be like that.
Very worried then?
Yeah, very
Is that
worried.
right? Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. First one, minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
I'm going to say somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Next one, reverse discrimination again.
Wait. That thing that they have better privileges than we do? Oh, I want to somewhat agree. Like, right? Is that what the question saying? Do I repeat the question? I'm sorry.
The statement says minorities have access to the same economic opportunities.
Oh, yes. Okay.
As white people.
Not completely disagree, but the disagree. I disagree that we have the same access.
So would that be somewhat disagree then?
Yeah.
Thank you. Next one, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Oh, gosh, these are tough because I somewhat agree because I just feel like they feel privileged I'm going to pick the middle. So there was somewhat agree, disagree. Wait, what are my options again? I have four or five.
In the middle, somewhat agree and somewhat disagree.
I'm going to say somewhat disagree. I still don't think they know what it truly feels like to be whatever.
Thank you. Next one. Sexism is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Oh, gosh. Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, we're sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
God, I feel like I strongly agree. They're providing more for us than they're taking away. Yes, I strongly agree that they, without immigrants, I'm for immigration.
Thank you so much. And last one says, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'm going to say I somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. First one says, statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own belief to limit the books our school libraries can carry. The statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view in banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
I don't like the A one where we control, like I feel, but then again, I'm struggling to understand. I think I'm for continuing. I like want multiple points of view. So I think I'm for B. So I agree more with B.
B, okay. And would that be somewhat agree with statement B or strongly agree with statement B?
Oh, somewhat agree. Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. I'm going to read you now a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each scale from the scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means you don't think it is important at all. You can use always any number between 0 and 10. First one, traditional family values. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Traditional family. Let's do like a 7.
Thank you. Next one, religious freedom. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one, a fair and equitable court system.
Gosh, a 10.
Thank you. Next one, affordable health care.
A 10.
Thank you. Next one, quality K through 12 education.
A 10. Say a 10.
Thank you. And next one, free and fair elections.
Oh, a 10.
And next one, a strong military.
Gosh, how do I feel about that? Let's say an 8.
Thank you. And last one, secure borders.
Oh, gosh, it's so hard. Let me think. I'm going to say a 2.
Thank you.
I'm sure bad will come in too, but I'm going to stick with the 2.
Thank you. And now, thank you again for your time, for your patience. We're almost over. Just a few more questions and we're done. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. First one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10, for sure.
Thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote for the next year. And
every vote, I will always be there. So I have to be taking on my duck that I'm voting.
Thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. Next one says, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say moderate.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, or once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Oh gosh, now I feel like a dummy because I don't know. I live in a suburb, so suburban, I guess, would be, yeah.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation tonight.
All right. Thank you. Glad you called back. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good evening, ma'am.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.